Nomcast, where we take a deep dive into your food and splash around to see what we can find. I'm your host, Alice Zaslavsky, and today we're popping out the seed of the delicious avocado. Before we get started, I want to ask everyone to check if their brains are switched on and fully charged, because there'll be a quiz at the end. All right, let's go.
On today's show, it's green, it's nutty, and it's been credited with keeping an entire generation out of the housing market. It's avocado! I know an avocado who can lift weights for hours. He's hardcore.
This is a story about marketing. Have you ever heard of an alligator pear? Haha, not an alligator bear, an alligator pear. No, it's not what large reptiles have in their lunchbox for morning tea. It's actually another name for the creamy, buttery avocado. Ooh. I mean, I can see it. Avocados do have scaly, bumpy green skin like an alligator or crocodile, and they're kind of egg-shaped, like pears. Like, if you squint. So fine. But when they first arrived in the United States of America 100 years ago, it turned out people didn't really want to eat something called an alligator pear. I mean, if someone offered you the choice of a juicy orange or an alligator pear, what would you choose? An alligator pear sounds like something you'd have to get by dangling over dangerous waters in an Indiana Jones movie. Okay, yeah, probably the alligator pear. So it had a makeover. Wait, before we get to that, we need a little history lesson.
The year was 7000 BC. A bit later than that.
Back then, likely in the highlands that joined Mexico and Guatemala, locals were eating a pebbly fruit with pale green flesh. The avocado, of course. Fast forward to about 2000 BC, and Mesoamerican tribes began to domesticate the avocado tree called Persea Americana. They just couldn't get enough, and it became a staple part of their diet for years and years and years and years and years. Then, in the 1500s, the newly arrived Spanish saw how much the Aztecs, who were the indigenous people of South America, liked avocados or aguacate, and wanted to find out what all the fuss was about. Turns out these chunky, bumpy fruits are full of nourishing oils and fats and have a subtle flavour that's not too sweet, so they could be used in all kinds of cooking and for heaps of other purposes. They rocked.
Quacked!
By 1914, the avo had become big news in California, but still had this naming problem. Alligator pear was a bit too, well, scaly. And Americans had trouble pronouncing more traditional names like aguacate, aquacate, and ayocato. So a bunch of Californian growers put their heads together and came up with avocado. The new name seems to come from an ancient South American language called Nahuatl. Their word for this tasty fruit was aguacate. It's easy to see how that became the word we use in English today. And Californians still love them. They grow about 90% of all the avos in the US, more than 200 million kilos of them a year.
What's in the kitchen today? Why, it's... Oh no! I'm toast! Whoops.
Avocado toast. Literally, putting avocados on toast has become a bit of a cultural icon. It's a hit all over the world, from your neighbourhood cafe to posh European restaurants. Some serve it just as it is, while others add gooey eggs, crunchy pumpkin seeds, juicy exploding cherry tomatoes, or salty salmon. But being so popular means everyone wants to claim it for their own, and no one can agree on who invented it. Both Sydney and Los Angeles take the credit for this rich, scrummy, brunchy goodness. Actually, the avocado arrived in Australia before it ever made its way to California. It's been here since 1853. So in that sense, we have loved longer than they have in LA. Does that mean we invented avocado toast? Of course not. Let's be serious. Avocado is smooth and creamy. You can use it in everything from a spicy taco to an actual chocolate cake. Central and South Americans have been spreading it on their versions of bread way longer than anyone else has even known it existed. So let's give the credit to them. Good thing about the name change. Alligator pear toast doesn't sound nearly as delicious. The thing is, avocado's rebrand was really just the start of a media cacophony that continues to this day. Actually, it's a pretty good example of something going viral decades before we had TikTok FYPs. It blew up even more when Instagram was invented and people needed to take photos of pretty stuff. But before that, in the 1920s, it was in posh magazines that called it the aristocrat of salad fruits. In the 1960s, newspapers offered serving suggestions like putting it in aspic, which is a kind of savoury jelly. But the big change really came in the 1980s, when diet culture started telling people not to eat fatty foods. What does that mean? Well, foods contain different kinds of fats, including saturated, polyunsaturated, and monounsaturated. We know better now, but back then it was pretty black and white. All fat was bad, including avos, which are high in monounsaturated fats. The Californian Avocado Commission knew it had to do something to save its beloved fruit. So it funded studies to prove the good fat in avocados actually helps the body absorb other nutrients. It enlisted a mascot, Mr. Ripe Guy. It even did a nationwide search to find Ms. Ripe. Then it took its now popular fruit in dip form to the biggest stage in the United States, the Super Bowl. And the rest is history.
Better known for their delicious and versatile oils than their sporting talent. John? Yeah, all right. You go. You go, Avo.
These days, there are more than 400 varieties of avocado, including the most popular, the Hass. So while their popularity might not be completely organic, that doesn't mean there aren't plenty of good reasons to love them. First, there's all the good stuff that's hidden inside. It's high in fiber. It's full of folate and vitamin E, but also contains vitamins C, K, and B6, as well as niacin, riboflavin, magnesium, and more potassium than bananas. They're also yummy in so many things. A scrumptious guacamole is as simple as mixing avo with some red onions, lime, and coriander. Avocados are amazing with fish, like in sushi or a poke bowl. They add luscious creaminess to a chicken sandwich or a yummy salad or burger. And of course, they're a perfect match for an egg and bacon breakfast. But because of their gentle flavour, they can also be part of some unexpected recipes like chocolate mousse. Even their seeds can be made into tea or blended into smoothies. Amazing! Marketing is a seriously powerful thing. But so are avocados.
You got that ripe.
All right, quiz time. Question one. What was originally another name for the avocado? Question two. When was the avocado tree first domesticated? Question three. What was the name of the avocado mascot? And for a bonus point, what was his girlfriend's name? Question four. True or false? Avocado toast was invented in Australia. Question five. What kind of fats do avocados mostly contain? Question six. Potassium helps the cells in your body to function well. Which fruit contains more potassium? Avocado or banana? Are you ready for the answers? Answer one. An original name for the avocado was the alligator pear. Obviously also acceptable, any of the names in their original languages, aguacate, aucate, or ayucato. Answer two. The avocado tree was first domesticated around 2000 BC. answer three. It was Mr. Ripe Guy and his girlfriend's name, Ms. Ripe. Answer four. Avocado toast was not invented in Australia. It started in the same place avocados did, Central and South America. Answer five. Avocados contain monosaturated fats. Answer six. Avocado has more potassium than bananas. That's all we have time for. Until next time. This podcast has been funded by Hort Innovation, using the avocado, citrus, melon, and raspberry and blackberry research and development levies and funds from the Australian government. For more information, visit horticulture.com.au.